Welcome to Just Travel Sis, the podcast for women who are tired of waiting on the group chat and ready to book the trip. I'm your host, Josie, your favorite voice note with a passport. Here, we keep it honest, unfiltered, and full of encouragement for the woman who's finally putting herself first. Whether you're flying solo, plotting your next girl's trip, or trying to convince yourself that rest is worth the PTO, this space is for you, because life's too short to wait. Let's make your travel dreams make sense. Episode 1, Sis, Just Go. Quick question. When's the last time that group chat trip actually happened? Like, really happened. Everyone said they were in, but then they weren't. This episode is your sign to stop waiting. Let's talk about it. So here's a little story. A few years ago, I tried to plan a birthday trip to Cabo. Nothing fancy, just a 4-day getaway. Sent the message, picked the dates, and my travel agent even found the cutest villa with a rooftop. The responses? Let me check with work. Ooh, that weekend might be tight. Can you remind me again in a few weeks? Then weeks turned into silence. Silence turned into me second-guessing myself. I almost didn't go, but something in me said, what are you waiting for? I called my travel agent back and she booked it. Just me, a carry-on suitcase, a list of Black-owned cafes, and a podcast queue. And sis, it was one of the best weekends of my life. I rested, I wandered, I remembered who I was before I got so used to waiting on permission. So here's what I learned. Your joy, it doesn't need a group consensus. Sometimes the delay isn't about logistics. It's about waiting for people to validate a decision you already know you want to make. Waiting can start out as caution, but it turns into a habit. And that habit, it's draining. You deserve to be the one who says, I'm going anyway. Whether it's a solo trip, a staycation, or just finally using those flight alerts you keep saving, movement changes you. It reminds you you're alive. And let's be clear, it's not about being the solo travel queen or doing it for the gram. It's about giving yourself the experience you've been postponing. Here are 3 quick tips if you've been thinking about a trip, but the group chat is quiet again. 1, keep a go list. A list of places you'd go alone with no hesitation. Keep it handy. 2, book first, share later. Sometimes you need to say yes before anyone else gets a vote. 3, start small. A day trip, a solo brunch an hour away. Something you plan and do start to finish just for you. You don't need to do it all at once, but you do need to start. Let me know if this is you. If you've ever had a trip fizzle out or you're low-key tired of waiting, I'd love to hear your story. DM us at Just Travel Sis or tag us in your solo journey. Even if it's just you walking into the airport food court with a carry-on and a dream. Next week, we're talking about solo travel myths and what really happens when it's just you and your thoughts in a new place. Until then, stop asking, start packing. All right, you already know what I'm about to say. You know what to do. Just travel, sis. Josie out. You have been listening to Josie, your personal travel hype woman and certified group chat survivor. Just Travel Sis, the space where we get real about travel, life, and the excuses that keep us stuck. Whether you're packing a bag or just packing the idea in your mind, I'm glad you joined us. Come back next time for more of Yo Girl Josie and all of the Just Travel Sis updates.